All right, y'all, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that, as always, attorney Stan McDonald is the daily sponsor for the Right Side Way monologue. He's a longtime practitioner of law in North Alabama, also a longtime conservative, and, yep, daily sponsor of the Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, I'll just start off by saying, Happy Columbus Day. Ha! Can I say that? I did. Is that okay? Did I offend anyone? Would I care if I did? So yeah, this is actually Columbus Day, the official holiday for the federal and state governments in which we recognize the courage and the accomplishments of Christopher Columbus. The same Columbus who in 1492 sailed the ocean blue with his three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. He proved to the known world at the time that there was a great deal of the world that was still unknown. I mean, think about what he did. At a time when much of the world believed the earth was flat and that sailing too far would have you falling off the edge into the abyss, Columbus believed that he could open up new trade routes and discover new passages to parts of the world that were considered remote. In doing so, he literally sailed into the unknown, and he discovered what we now know as the Western Hemisphere, the Caribbean, the Americas. It took courage, y'all. It took leadership, it took salesmanship, and it took commitment. President Benjamin Harrison first commemorated Columbus Day in 1892, just a year after an anti-Italian rhetoric culminated in the murder of 11 Italian immigrants down in New Orleans by a lynch mob. So yeah, the attack put a strain on the relationship between Italy and the United States, and the holiday was an olive branch. But then President Franklin Roosevelt, in 1934, proclaimed it to be a federal holiday. All right. But the left wants to erase Columbus from our history books. The left would have you believe that Christopher Columbus ushered in racism, totalitarianism, colonialism, genocide all by himself. So in recent years, as part of the woke purge of history, progressive left activists have torn down statues to Columbus. By the fall of 2020, at least 33 statues of Columbus have been taken down in places like Chicago, San Francisco, and more. There were whole activist campaigns who have been calling for the cancellation of Columbus Day altogether, with like rhetoric being made in the form of, and here's a quote, you ready? Here's the quote. It says, quote, school curriculum celebrates Columbus. Children are taught that it's okay for white people to rule over peoples of color and that militarily powerful nations can bully weaker nations. By his own account, it says, Columbus enslaved people, destroyed cultures, and terrorized those who challenged his rule. It's time to abolish Columbus Day. Blah, 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 blah. Look, so of course the Biden administration jumped on board during all the woke years we had to put up with Biden. The Auto Pen signed an executive order and declared Columbus Day to be Indigenous Peoples Day. Now look, I don't mind that we celebrate Native Americans, but what's the point of assigning the designation to the exact same day that Columbus is already celebrated? Well, the only reason was they wanted to override and actually cancel Columbus. But once again, Donald Trump is bringing back common sense. Last week, Trump signed a proclamation declaring today to be Columbus Day in an effort to reclaim what he called the famed explorer's extraordinary legacy of faith, courage, perseverance, and virtue. The proclamation comes after Trump had said that he wanted to bring the holiday, quote, back from the ashes. He would reinstate Columbus Day under the same rules, dates, and locations, he said, as it has had for many decades before. Yeah, I'm for that. And I'm for the application of wisdom in our culture, too. Wisdom, as opposed to histrionic emotionalism and calls for cancel culture. A while back, I was reading Proverbs 16. Sometimes when I'm reading scripture, I try to winnow down to what part of the passage stands out to me, and then I prayerfully try to figure out why. As I was reading through Proverbs 16, I noticed something I had never seen before. Verse 16 of chapter 16 starts off by saying, how much better it is to get wisdom than gold. Well, I felt like I'd seen that message before, but what struck me that time was it was the only verse in that chapter, really in all the surrounding chapters that I could tell, that actually ended with an exclamation point. Apparently, God saw fit to put some extra emphasis on the value that he places on wisdom. Ding! Exclamation point. Wisdom. What an amazing thing. But y'all, we see a lack of wisdom every day in the culture wars. Screams of racism and oppression, disregarding the fact that we are the freest in the society, a free society in the history of the world. So free, in fact, that you're able to stand in the streets and actually scream racism and oppression even when it doesn't exist. We've watched corporate giants get on the bandwagons and abandon their wisdom. Classic among them would be Disney, who recently posted a content advisory. By the way, that's a fancy name for trigger warnings. a content advisory on its streaming service about, wait for it, the classic Disney cartoon movie Peter Pan. Why would they do this? Well, they wanted to make sure that people who watched The Lost Boys and Peter Pan fight Captain Cook, that they were aware that some of the Lost Boys in the cartoon dressed like Native Americans, and that could be seen as a negative depiction and or mistreatment of people or cultures. Stop it. Disney has made sure to jump on the shared recognition of Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, too, by the way. It's a sad thing to see a great industry standard bearer like Disney go down in woke flames. And believe me, they're on the brink of going down in flames, if not now, then over the coming years. But where is the wisdom that says that there should be a fight over erasing actual history and branding things controversial out of a fear that children will misunderstand? I mean, children are focused on fun. Their hearts and minds are looking for the next playtime, the next friend, the next meal, the next honest hug. A guy named Daniel McCarthy, he wrote a great piece that came out yesterday in the New York Post. It was so good I thought I'd better quote part of it. I didn't want to try and rewrite it myself, so I'll just read you what McCarthy said. Daniel McCarthy said, "Everyone whose ancestors were not already in this hemisphere when Columbus arrived owes the heroic explorer a debt of gratitude. By forging permanent ties between the Americas and the wider world, Columbus made our lives and our way of life possible." He said it opened the way not only for Europeans and Christians like himself, but ultimately for people of every land and religion to actually seek freedom and safety and opportunity in a new world without all the class constraints and ancient hatreds of the old world. In 1492, he pointed out, the same year Columbus sailed into the uncharted Atlantic, his Spanish royal patrons actually banished Jews from their land. Yet because of Columbus's discovery, Jews would one day find a safe haven half a world away from the persecutions they had long endured elsewhere. He also said Columbus didn't introduce slavery to the Americas. The natives already had that evil institution before Europeans even came. He did, however, talking about Columbus, set in motion the end of the New World's own characteristic horrors like the Aztecs' human sacrifices and the cannibalism they practiced. Columbus deserves no blame for the diseases that devastated native populations. Sooner or later, these peoples, with no immunity to infections or most of the human race had contended with for generations, they would have suffered the same tragic fate from contact with anybody in the outside world. The Black Death that had ravaged medieval Egypt, he points out, came from abroad too, like contact with Asia. Only in the modern world, he said, as a result of Western science and medicine, is humanity actually free to travel and trade with little fear of the pestilence will follow. And when new diseases like COVID spread around the globe, the resources of civilization that Columbus helped spread are able to meet the threat. So Columbus Day is not meant to be a saint's day. Like our nation's founding fathers, Columbus was a flawed man. His reputation has stains of ages of evils, including slavery, but like them, Columbus was an exemplar of much of what is best in our character as a nation. He was the first and in many ways an archetypal American, an enterprising immigrant who risked everything for a new hope, who not only set out to improve his family's lot in life, but he also understood his work to be a service to God. Okay, that's an amazing quote. If I had tried to rewrite that, it wouldn't have done it justice. I think Daniel McCarthy nailed it, because all of that is true. All of that is a wise and judicious view of the past. Look, I don't mind celebrating, like I said, the people who lived in the Americas before Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Sure, let's do that. Go ahead and celebrate the Sioux, the Creek, and the Cherokee. Celebrate the Iroquois. Celebrate the Aztecs and the Maya. I have no problem with that. And then ask all of their current descendants, by the way, if they want to return to their hunter-gatherer societies and tribal warfare. Yeah. Go ask them if they're willing to let go of electricity and smartphones and have no constitutional rights or freedom of movement. Ask them. But you already know the answer. So here's the thing. This is Columbus Day, and we celebrate that fact, and we appreciate the wisdom that comes of recognizing the persevering spirit of exploration and discovery and risk and adventure that made a man believe that he could hoist sail and set off into the unknown and change the course of the world. The American public, by and large, we want to return to the days that it could purchase our products, engage a service, or stay at a hotel, or buy a commodity, or shop for food without having to have some pang of conscience over whether or not the company that makes it or provides it or the goods and services that support it have anything to do with something that the left screams is one of the isms of any kind. It's time for wisdom to return. It actually is. So I'm glad that President Trump said, you know what, we're going back to Columbus Day. So, it's Monday, October 13th. Happy Columbus Day, y'all. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.